A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Daf Nun Aleph, Ksubas 51b, pagination is 102. We're starting from the Gemara still in the thinner lines, counting up from the wide lines, about 8 lines. Omar Avua de Shmuel is where we begin, at the beginning of a line. Our Mishnah made mention of the responsibilities that a husband has regarding his wife, in particular, responsibility within the Ksuba framework to redeem her if Chas V'Shalom she was captured. Omar Avua de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, said as follows, and we're going to explore his statement. Eshes ish shenensa, if the wife of a regular Jew, not a Kohen, a regular Jew's wife was shenensa, she was assaulted, she was raped, asura lebaila, according to Avua de Shmuel, she will be forbidden to her husband, even though, to the best of our knowledge, it was against her will. And this is against everything we've been learning until now, whenever we had this topic. Avua de Shmuel rules, Chayshinan, we're worried, Shema techilasa ba'ones, maybe it started off against her will, V'sofa baratzon, but as things developed, she might have done so willingly. And therefore, even though Avua de Shmuel recognizes that had it been against her will, she's permitted to go back to her husband, the Yisrael. But Avua de Shmuel is worried that maybe she got drawn in and did it willingly at some point during the event. That's the ruling of Avua de Shmuel. Esvi Rav l'Avua de Shmuel. Rav had a question to the father of Shmuel. The statement regarding Ksubas says, Im tishtevoi, if you get captured, Afrikinach, I will redeem you, Ve'osvinach li le'intu, and I will take you back as my wife. It seems pretty clear that even though she's captured, she's going to go back. Ishtik, he was quiet. Let's skip the pasuk that's quoted regarding this case and continue with the argument at the end of the next line. Ma'islach le'meimar, what could the answer possibly be? And of course the answer is, b'shevuya hikilu. If she was only captured, he promises to take her back, because captured doesn't mean for a fact that she was assaulted. But Avua de Shmuel maintains that if we know she was assaulted, then we're worried that at some point there was ritzui, there was a willingness on her part. The Gemara asks another question, the end of the small lines. Ula Avua de Shmuel, according to the father of Shmuel, Onis de Shaya Rachmano Hechi Mishkachaslo. What indeed is the case of ones where the woman is forcibly assaulted and she will be permitted to the husband? It's a biblical case where she's assaulted. V'la naira lo sasa dovar, that she's absolved of guilt. And the Gemara answers, Avua de Shmuel would understand that case, kegon de amri edim, that the witnesses are saying about the case, shetzavcha mitchila ve'ad sof, she was objecting, she was screaming from beginning to end. She never calmed down and was nisratza. She never agreed to what the assaulter was doing. And because she was consistently screaming, Avua de Shmuel says that's the case of the pasuk, where she's indeed permitted back to her husband. But in lesser type cases, where after she's assaulted, things quiet down, we're worried that she might have actually been nisratza and done so willingly. That is Avua de Shmuel, and it's especially important to appreciate Avodah Shmuel so that we understand the parameters of the more lenient ruling which follows over here, which is the ruling of Rava, and we have some idea of when to apply it and when not. Upliga de Rava. This strict approach of Avodah Shmuel argues on Rava, which is the way we paskin. De Amar Rava. Rava said as follows. Kol shetechilasa ba'ones v'sof beratzon. If you were to have a case where she started off against her will, assaulted, and then it developed somehow into willingness, says Rava, and this is quoted by the Rambam. Afilu hi omeres hanichulo, even if she were in a position that she would be saying, leave him, let him do what he's doing to me. She'el male nizkak lo. If he wouldn't do it to me, he's so. The impression that we have of the event is that she would have hired him to do it. Muteres, she's still permitted back to her husband because it started as assault. My taima, what's the underlying logic over here? Yetzer albasha. The Yetzer Hara has clothed her. She's ensconced by the Yetzer Hara, by the desire, and therefore, for all intents and purposes, she has lost her free choice on some level, at least to the point, not that we permit her to do it, and not that we recommend or endorse what she's doing. Tosfos makes mention, tzadikes, if a person was a righteous person like Esther, it would be different, but we can be a little bit more understanding and state that even though it looks like she's doing it willingly, she's really not. It's not willingly. It's Yetzer Albasha. She's been taken over against her will by the Yetzer Hara, and now she's caught. She's trapped. And that's considered a level of ones. The original ones was the man who's assaulting her, and the later level of ones is that the Yetzer Hara was introduced to her against her will, to the point that the Yetzer Hara is now forcing her to continue. Tanya Kavasi de Rava, we indeed learnt like Rava, Vihilo Nisposo, she was not captured, Asura, that's when she's forbidden back to her husband because she did so willingly, Hanisposo Muteres, but if she was captured, she would be permitted back to her husband, the Yisrael, Vieshlucha Acheres, and there's even another case, Shafa Pishalo Nitvasa Muteres, that even though at a point during the event she was not being forced, she still could be permitted back to her husband. Ve'ezu, what's that case? Shetechilasa ba'ones v'sofa baratzon, that it started off against her will and continued, even if it seems to be with her consent. We have a different approach to understanding her consent. Yitzra albasha, the Yitzahara, has taken over. In the words of the Rambam, Yisurei Bia Halacha Tes, in the first perek, Ein biyado shelo teratze. It's not within her ability, in this case, to object. She yetzer hara v'tivo kofa osol ratzos, because the yetzer hara and the nature of the situation are forcing her to agree, because she's swept away by it. Note, in contrast, the Rambam writes that regarding a man, we would not say that, because the man's activity in the act requires input. She'en kishui ela ladas. He's only able to participate with intent. And therefore, we don't say this type of leniency that partway into an event, he can claim whatever he wants to claim. That's not true. But regarding a woman, halfway into the event, if until then she was forced, there comes a point where teva, the very nature, the fundamental nature of mankind, creates a more understanding viewpoint on what's going on. I want to mention that this is actually a gateway to the topic of addiction. We often see different types of misbehavior and simply approach it with the rebuke method, understanding Musar that if you just scream and throw the book at the behavior, the law at the behavior, then the behavior will stop. And sometimes you encounter a person who, whether it's because they're so far gone, as the expression may go, or they're just entrenched in their behavior, that just telling them it's wrong doesn't give them the ability to change. And it actually requires different types of strategies and methods to, so to speak, evict the Yetzer Hara. Sometimes the strategy is just a little bit at a time. If a person has a habit of getting angry, he comes home, he sees things are not the way he wants them, and he has this habit, he gets angry, he raises his voice. So if you tell him it's wrong, he might not be able to change in and of himself. I don't know that it's the same level of teva that the Rambam is describing, but it's the same for strategic purposes. And in strategy, just telling him it's wrong is not enough. You might want to provide strategy to get rid of the Yetzer Hara, such as making sure that the person takes a deep breath before they catch your breath, before you walk in. Make sure to eat something. Don't come in famished. Train yourself that for the first half hour, even if you notice something that you don't like, you're not going to say anything bad. There are different techniques that you could actually address what otherwise might actually fall into some level of this category that probably would be described as addiction. Person just is so trained, they almost think that they have to emulate their past behavior because that's who I am, that's my role in this world. And to change that requires great wisdom, strategy, and coaching. And again, like we're saying in this Gemara, on some level, whatever the level of comparison here might be, but on some level, you can't just say it's wrong and expect the person to instantly change. There comes a point where the person is caught up in the behavior and it requires additional technique to rescue them for change. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.